This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the act as the next step forward for MG Narega, which is in favor of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is working round the clock with farmers' interests as the top priority. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer project worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam today. Mr. Modi said, nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein desh ke kisanon ki yahan ke annadataon ki bahut badi bhumika hai. इसलिए हमारी सरकार किसानों के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए दिन रात काम कर रही है. यहाँ आप सभी को किसान हितेशी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है. कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे. आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना ये सुनिश्चित करेगा.
The Prime Minister emphasized the fertilizer plant in Namrup, in addition to catering to Assam's needs, will also serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate substantial employment opportunities. On the second day of his visit to Assam today, the Prime Minister also interacted with students during a Pariksha Pe Charcha program aboard a cruise ship on the Brahmaputra River. Mr. Modi also visited the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragam in Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement, and paid tribute to the martyrs. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude for the people of Arunachal Pradesh for the victory and the support for the politics of good governance in panchayat elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win strengthens the resolve to keep working for the state's transformation. The Prime Minister appreciated the BJP Karyakartas for working tirelessly among the people. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that recently notified Petroleum and Natural Gas Rules 2025 will introduce a paradigm shift in India's quest to strengthen and boost domestic production of hydrocarbons. Sharing a news article in a social media post, the minister said, "The new rules provide a momentum towards achieving India's energy security." He said, "The new rules put a time limit on approvals." Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that electric mobility is emerging as a powerful engine of entrepreneurship, employment and livelihoods. He was speaking to the media during a visit to the electric vehicle, that is EV Expo, in New Delhi today. He said the government-backed ecosystem has enabled young entrepreneurs to start EV-related ventures with modest investments and scale them into high-turnover enterprises. In Maharashtra, BJP-led ruling Mahayuti Alliance is inching towards massive win in local body polls. Counting is underway for 285 of 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. India chased down the target of 122 runs in 14.4 overs with the help of Jemima Rodrigues, 89 runs off 44 balls. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Kaur, India are playing 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of their Women's T20 World Cup preparations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.